Welcome to the Fundraising Leadership Podcast. This is episode 14. I'm David Langiuli, and I'm here with my good friend and colleague, Janice Cunning. Hi, Janice.
Hi.
Janice, you wrote just an amazing blog post. I haven't even had a chance to acknowledge you for the quality and the insightfulness of this blog post you recently put up on the Fundraising Leadership website that you entitled Five Tips for Cultivating a Growth Mindset. And I'm aware that you mentioned some of Carol Dweck's work in the blog post. So why don't you share with the audience a little bit about this idea of growth mindset versus what do you call it? Like a static mindset
fixed
or something
mindset,
like that?
Yeah, fixed mindset.
Yeah, fixed. Yeah. That's it. Yeah.
So I was thinking, actually, it sparked, you know, I was thinking about holding accountability, which is something we're very passionate about and do a lot of, you know, training and teaching around that topic with teams. Mm-hmm. And it occurred to me that, you know, part of, I think, what happens when we really create this beautiful culture where people can feel like they can talk about what they've achieved, but also what they haven't achieved and feel safe enough to kind of admit, like, you know, I took on that project and it didn't go well, or I'm behind schedule or whatever. And it occurred to me, I was remembering Dr. Dweck's work because I had loved her book, Mindset. And The idea is really that when we hold this fixed mindset, we think like, you know, I'm just not capable of that. Like, I have a certain amount of talent and intelligence and I am good at certain things and I'm not good at certain things. And so we limit ourselves, right? Like, we just believe like that it's not possible for me to ever be good at math. Like, that's one for me, right? I feel like I'm just not good at math. And whereas if we have a growth mindset, we have this idea that like, yeah, of course, like people have natural talents and abilities, but if we cultivate them and work on them, we can really increase them. And so when we don't do well at something, instead of feeling like we're a failure, we just think, oh, like, maybe that wasn't the best way to approach that, you know, learning that new topic. Like, maybe I have a different learning style, or maybe I need to adjust course, you know, to do better or apply myself more or whatever. So we always have the sense of like, I can continue to grow.
Yeah. Well, I know when we do our workshops around creating a culture of accountability, one of the things we talk with our audiences or our workshop participants about is sort of accountability happens without judgment. So in other words, if you are on a team and you have a team that has a healthy growth mindset, and you can try things, and folks will come back and they have like a clear space to say, you know, I tried it, it worked, it didn't work, here's what I learned, you know, here's what's useful about what happened, or it was a resounding success, or it was a dismal failure. I mean, so with that kind of culture of accountability without harsh judgment, or we call it the shame or blamer culture, right?
Yeah.
If people are going to be shamed and blamed when they make mistakes or errors, when they try something new, they're going to be in a complete fixed mindset. They're never going to try anything.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that, you know, is exactly what happens. It's like, if we start to believe, and I think often like these things start when we're kids, right? Like we don't do well in school around something. And there's the sense of like a lot of emphasis on like, we'll have to get good grades, right? Just to, you know, to get into a good school, you're going to have to get good grades, or your parents have this emphasis on good grades. And so then sometimes what happens is we start to make choices in life, and this continues at work, where it's like, well, I don't really want to take on that project because I don't actually know if I'm going to do well. And instead of just thinking like, I failed at that project, you start to think like, I am a failure. Like, that's what the fixed mindset really does, right? It makes you feel like, well, I'm a complete failure, or I'm not capable of that, or, you know, I'm not good at that. And then you just start to put yourself in this box and limit
what
you're willing to do.
Yeah, like, I think what happens is, I love that you're bringing in the what I call the education industrial complex, which you and I do a lot of work in that education industrial complex. And it's just a game that's been created. I like to think of it as the education game, and the education game has certain rules, and it has a scoreboard, you know, called grades. And, you know, kids, And young adults play that game to win and, you know, to get good grades. It just, what you're pointing toward is that I think it does set us up for, well, that's the way I have to play all my games in life.
Yeah.
You know, like, because it's at a formative time in our lives that we play that game, and it takes up about 9 months out of the year.
Yeah. And I can see, you know, for me, like, one of the other things I think is interesting is, like, sometimes we'll have a fixed mindset about certain things in life, and then we'll completely have a growth mindset about other things. It's not, you know, this is not a, you know, either
right.
or. And so when I think about, you know, the coaches training that we did, like, it was, we were encouraged to fail. It was fun. Like, it was experiential. Like, nobody was judging you. I remember, like, when we were being certified, somebody said to me, like, you know, we would have to record our client calls, and it's like, don't take your best calls, take your worst calls, like the ones right. where you thought you failed, because then you're going to learn. And so, you know, I had all of that. So I have a growth mindset about myself as a coach. Like, it was like, oh, I have a talent for this, but I can continue for the rest of my life to get better. And then I think about trying to learn a language, which is something that I actually want to do. My husband and I are going to Spain next year, and I was like, I'd love to learn to speak Spanish. But because of my high school experience trying to learn French, like, I really believe that I can't learn languages. Like, I'm just not right. good at that. And other people right. are good at it, right? So it's so funny how these early experiences continue to shape our beliefs about ourselves.
Yeah. You're bringing up something that I've recently been doing some work around in this fixed mindset topic. And that is sort of the superstitions we create around, like, it's a superstition that I'm not good at languages. That's just something you made up.
Mm-hmm.
It's a superstition that you hold, or, you know, I can't do this, or, like, for me, a big superstition is, like, I'm decisive.
Mm-hmm.
And there's like truth in that. And then, of course, there's times when I'm completely not decisive, you know, and so there are ways we have convinced ourselves of the way that we are that aren't necessarily true. Like, for you, you know, I'm not good at learning a new language.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And one of the tips I talk about is, like, Dr. Dweck has this just simple process where it's like, when you notice yourself in that, like, just, you know, recognize that you do have a choice. And then, you know, talk back to yourself, like, encourage yourself with a growth mindset, and then get into action. So, you know, using that example, now that I can sort of see that, I can think to myself, well, you know, I was trying to be taught French in high school. It was a very, you know, I'm like 13 years old. It's an awkward time where you don't really like to look like you don't know what you're doing. We're focusing on things like grammar. You know, it's very different than, like, the sort of, you know, me as an adult going and taking a sort of conversational Spanish class, which I've been told, like, you can do in Toronto at the Spanish Center, and it's fun, and you get to meet new people, and it's like a whole different experience, right?
Yeah, yeah. And also, there is this other, just to contrast the growth versus the fixed mindset, you know, another story, and if you start hearing yourself, this is for the audience, right? If you start hearing yourself saying, like, that's just the way it is, like, or that's the way I am, that is tends to be a fixed way of looking at things. And as coaches, you know, we know that that's just a story that we tell ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
That if we really put our minds to something and we really want it, like in your case, you want to learn Spanish, and yet this fixed mindset maybe is holding you back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And now you have but now you've noticed it, like, and then now you have a whole new way of looking at learning Spanish, which is more fun and playful, which I know is the way you like to be.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like, I'm not going to be sitting at a desk, like, you know, conjugating verbs or whatever, whatever
right.
it is that you try to do, you know, when you're learning a language. So,
yeah. And here's the other thing, like, for you, I know that you are very effusive and you like to be in conversation with people. So, you know, a Spanish program that would, you know, encourage you to just be in conversation in Spanish would be like the perfect program for you.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think it's, you know, especially for, you know, those in our audience who are listening, who are leaders, I mean, there's also this opportunity you know, to cultivate your own, like try and figure out for yourself, like that, you know, that's one of the tips is we have a great link to this free assessment that you can do on Carol Dweck's website. And then start to notice it in your team, right? Like start to notice these places where individuals and then collectively as a team, you know, you're limiting yourself.
Yeah. Look, we do a lot of work with leaders in the nonprofit world, and that's what our community is. And a lot of times we hear, well, my organization doesn't, you know, doesn't do that, like support professional development. That's just a fixed mindset. Like if you want to grow as a leader, you will find a way. All right. And I know that's been true. That's, you know, since I started on my own personal development path and leadership path, I've always found a way to pay for something that I've wanted to do.
Yeah. So let's give everybody something to try.
Yeah. So first of all, I encourage you to read Janice's excellent blog post where she shares a number of tips and pointers that you can actually, especially if you're creating a culture of accountability, she's got some great tips in that blog post. So just go to the fundraisingleadership.org website and check out Janice's post. And the thing you can try is to just, based on Carol Dweck's recommendation, just start to notice your internal dialogue, and when the start saying that's the way it is or this is the way I am, and see if you could just shift that a little bit, see if that's really true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's great. I think sometimes it seems simple to notice something, but as soon as we start noticing something, our behavior naturally changes. So that's really powerful. So yeah. We'll invite you to go put this into practice.
All right, see you next time.
Bye.